Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Will Nelson,
Jim Edwards,
and you guys are with
Tractor Food and Farm.
I think you've got something big coming up. Well, first of all, we're getting further in spring. We've all been floating a lot here late in the rain. How are things going in the area as far as the farmers?
It's really wet. The rain is good on what's already been planted, but we need to get some more stuff planted. We're doing sun dances now instead of rain dances. We don't want it too dry,
yeah.
But I'm glad I'm not in charge of it. I know who he is.
Yeah, so it'll work out. Fine. But but I'm sure it has been frustrating with as much rain as we have, but I guess the guys that have got things going, they're probably tickled.
Oh, yeah. We've got about at least half of all of our acreage already planted. So
really?
We're looking good that way.
Yeah.
Like Jim said, just waiting for it to dry out, and some crops are getting flooded out, and that's part of it, too.
Yeah, part of the deal. Yeah. So now, anything exciting or different this year you've got planted than what you've had usually in the past? Or tell me a little bit about that before we talk about this special event.
Well, I'm sure we'll come on and talk about this later, but we got a nice U-Pick pumpkin patch we're going to be doing down on Bowditch Highway 80.
Oh, cool.
So that's new.
Is that something new?
Absolutely.
Hey, all right.
And the whole other property on Horton Creek now is all new. It's all new in production, and we're doing broccoli, sweet corn, cabbage, lots of half-runner beans, and more winter squash out there, too.
That is cool. You got lots going on. Well, tell me about the fundraiser and open house that's coming up. What's going on?
June 3rd.
We got a pig picking going. So we've got a pig roast, and it's our first annual spring fundraiser.
Yeah.
And it's going to be on June 3rd from 12:30 to 2:30. And it's a time to bring the community together. We're opening up our doors. We're going to bring them through the tractor facility. You're going to see kind of how we work, and you're going to interact with Jim, our warehouse manager, and he's going to take people on tours. We're going to have music there, a local band, Mountain Laurel Bluegrass, and we're going to be roasting a pig. It's going to be a good time.
And the proceeds from this go to?
The proceeds on this is actually going to a concrete pad so we can load and unload trucks easier.
Right now, how it works is our growers back up to the doors and they have to unload everything by hand. Whereas now with this concrete pad, Jim can take the forklift out, unload right onto the pallet, and increases production efficiency, allows us to work better, faster, and ultimately get more food out to people.
Well, that's really cool. So it's going to be there at your place on Ferguson Hill, isn't that right?
Yes.
Yep, that's correct. How it works is that we're selling tickets right now.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy tickets online on our website. You can buy tickets at the Cooperative Extension, or you can come by our office and buy tickets anytime.
How much are they?
They're $25 for adults. Kids ages 5 to 10 are $10. Kids under 5 are free.
Oh, neat. Yeah. Okay. Who's doing the pig?
Actually, one of our board members.
Really?
Yeah. It's nice because we're trying to engage our board members a little bit. And they're going to be out in the public, too. And you guys get to meet them and kind of the behind-the-scenes tractor, if you will. In addition to that, we'll have CSA sign-ups. If you want to support us and you want to get local food directly from us, you'll be able to sign up on the spot.
How's the CSA going? Folks signing up pretty good so far?
Oh, yeah. We're looking good. We just did another CSA sign-up yesterday at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And you can sign up until the end of the month through Tractor Facility. So if you're interested in the CSA, now's the time. You can still sign up for all three seasons and just contact us. We'll get you going.
Real quick, what is CSA so folks will understand?
Yeah, it's Community Supported Agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
So how that works is we work directly with farmers. So it's essentially a produce subscription. So we work with farmers. We get produce from each of our farmers, and we put together a bag. And that bag may have some squash in it, some tomatoes, some corn, maybe some lettuce, and the variety changes every week, so it's fun, too.
Yeah.
And so those run for six-week increments. So the spring is a six-week period, the summer is a six-week period, the fall is a six-week period. So every week you get a big bag full of seasonal produce, and we include a recipe card in there and a little bit about the farmers who grew your food.
What's it cost?
$20 a week.
$20 a week.
For a regular bag.
For a regular bag.
Yeah. Okay.
They have a smaller bag. Last year was the first year we did it over at the hospital in Spruce Pine. And the regular bag was $20 a week. And a lot of folks had some left over. So they said, is there any way we can get fewer items?
Maybe a smaller bag.
Smaller bag is what we're calling it. So that's only $16 a week.
Okay. And if I remember correctly, you can order it online or you can get involved in it there at Tractor. But if it's closer to be at the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital, you're going to do pickups over there this year.
We're going to have a drop there.
Okay. And so you either get it at Tractor or at the hospital. Mm-hmm. This pig picking, it's going to be a big time.
That's right. We encourage you to sign up immediately. go to our website, come by our facility, Cooperative Extension, any which way you can buy tickets.
All right. Yep. And it is Sunday, June 3rd, 12:30 until 2:30, so get on with the program. It's going to be here before we know it. Well, fellas, thanks, and good luck with it. Let us know how it goes and what all's going on. Keep us up to date. Again, the 2018 Tractor Summer Kickoff and Pig Picking Fundraiser and Open House is this Sunday from 12:30 until 2:30. You can get more information at Tractor at 536-0126. Thanks again to Jim Edwards and Will Nelson from Tractor Food and Farms for visiting with us today. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.